It began as a class project in Jim Plummer's sixth grade English class, but it turned into a full-scale publishing project. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Plummer wanted his sixth graders at the New Gloucester Memorial School outside of Portland, Maine, to publish a book with contributions by important living artists and writers.
It was my job to figure out what these people had done that would make them interesting in the book. And I would go in maybe during English class and I would tell about these people and what they had done. And then together we wrote letters to the people asking them for specific things.
Plummer says 99% of the artists and writers responded to the letters from the children. Jamie Wyeth sent an original drawing, E.B. White an essay, Stephen King a story about growing up in Maine. The children raised some money by soliciting local businesses, but not enough to print the book.
Finally, Gannett Publishing Company called me. I guess they'd seen a piece in the newspaper, and they wanted to take a look at it, and they thought it was a very worthwhile book to publish.
So Guy Gannett Publishing assumed the cost of printing and distributing the 160-page quality paperback and will give royalties to Plummer's English class. The money will be used for scholarships or for more experimental projects at the school. Plummer says the book is for children and adults.
The book is about observing, discovering. It's about things that took people a lifetime to see. And if all of this knowledge is passed down to kids, if they take advantage of it and read it and do the activities in it, it's hard to tell what might come out of it. It's also a book that I think should be shared by parents and kids together, working together about ancestors, about nature.
Teacher James Plummer. The title of the book is A Gift from Maine. It costs $12.95, and it is being sold by Guy Gannett Publishing Company of Portland, Maine. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.